end of one quarter of play. Warsaw trails Northwood 10-8. They are taking a moment to honor longtime maintenance and janitorial member of the staff here at Warsaw Community High School, our good friend Bert, who's retiring on Tuesday. So this is his last home basketball game to cover. We have enjoyed getting to know Bert, and we love Bert very, very much. Northwood with the ball, starting quarter two. Brenner down here below us. He's got Carson Gould on him, and Carson Gould picked his pocket, and we're going to have a hell of a ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw. The numbers through one plus that possession. Northwood 5 of 9 from the field, 0 of 3 from the arc, 0 of 1 at the line. Warsaw 4 of 9 from the field, 0 of 2 from the arc. They did not attempt a free throw. Rebounding edge to Northwood 5-4. With that turnover, Northwood 3 and Warsaw 3. Quarter number 2 began with that turnover for Northwood. Warsaw has got the ball. Bricker being pressured by Brenner. That's a huge size mismatch in Northwood's favor. Martin, Heckeman, Jackson Gould, Carson Gould, and Bricker out there for the Tigers. Carson, right, out to Jackson Gould, across the top to Heckeman. Heckeman puts it on the floor, leans in the lane, got around his man, it's scored. Drew Heckeman makes it 10-10, our fourth tie of the first 9 minutes of play. Across the line, Wolf coming to the near side, hands back to Ian Rausch. Rausch spelled R-A-A-S-C-H. Wolf out to the right, shoots a three over Bricker and hits it. Warsaw had switched, and then when they tried to switch back, Wolf shot a 22-footer and stuck it right in the heart. Northwood 13, Warsaw 10. Heckman across the line, left wing, down to the baseline, spins in the lane, double pumps it up there and in. Heckman seeing some openings and taking off with it. 13-12, Northwood the ball, they lead by one, a minute and a half into quarter two. Now they flip it out to Brenner, swinging around from Bontrager to Rausch. At the top, Wolf. Wolf now guarded by Heckman. At the top, Brenner, a turning three-pointer is good. That's a big boy college-looking shot right there from Cade Brenner. His 52nd three-pointer of the year, Northwood 16, Warsaw 12. Left side, Carson Gould finds Bricker on the block. He'll fall away and throw it out to Heckman. Heckman puts on the floor, spins back to the right. He'll fake and shoot it up. It's blocked. It hit the backboard before it came back down to Drew, and it's taken by Brenner for Northwood. Brenner in transition has no numbers. Out to Wolf, across to Rausch. Rausch starts in, now backs down in on Jackson Gould. Couldn't shoot. Bounces down to his brother. Then back in, and a foul called. And this is going to be Jackson Gould's second foul. And it will come with 5:37 left to play here in the second quarter. Warsaw will make changes. Trey Davis and Luke Yeager in. Luke Bricker and Jackson Gould out. It's a key trip. Warsaw can't get too far behind these guys. On the inbounds, Wolf in the corner. Brenner shoots a three over Carson Gould, and Carson fouled him. He missed the shot, but he's got three free throws coming as Carson picks up his first foul. And no matter how good he is as a shooter, and he is a terrific shooter, you can't foul him. 48% from the field, 51 three-pointers, now 52 with the one he made just a minute ago. At the free throw line, he's their best at 89%, and the first one is in. He averages 17 points a game. He's almost halfway there already. And by the way, it was a good call. Justin Faw made that call. That was an easy one. Free throw up and in. That literally was right below us. And you could see by the way the angle that Carson was taking that it was going to be trouble. And it was trouble. Brenner has made the first two. He gets one more. He makes all three. Again, that's not the dude you want to foul. It's a 7-0 run for Northwood. They lead 19-12. Carson Gould across the line. Now to Martin. Martin out top to Yeager. Looks down in. Throws it to Heckman at the foul line. Heckman trying to back down in. Spins down in. A whistle. And they're going to call traveling. Well, I'll be honest. There's a lot of body contact there. Ian Rausch in the post could easily have been a foul. It is a travel with 5:17 left. Northwood's got the ball back, leading by seven. This is a huge trip for the Tiger defense. They need a stop and a bucket to kind of get this thing turned back in the right direction. Ian Rosh, right wing. Gould backs way off of him. Rosh is not sure what to do with that. Bontrager's got it, left of the key beyond the arc. He wants to go backdoor, and he couldn't, so he'll lob it out to Brenner. Brenner to the baseline, pulls up 12 feet out, didn't shoot. Now he threw it out and then got it back. Brenner up the baseline. In the lane, bad pass, tipped the Bontrager, blocked by Jaeger, foul called on the Tigers. Called a foul on Luke Jaeger. That's his first. Five team fouls now on Warsaw. Three have been called on Northwood. 4:46 left to play in the half. Bontrager up there to shoot. Not their best free throw shooter. Just 3 out of 8 through the first 15 games. And the first one is around and in. He missed one earlier. He makes that one. He's got 3. Warsaw trails 20-12. One more coming up for the 6'2" senior, shooting for his 4th point. It's in the air. He made them both. Looked pretty good on those two. 21-12. It's a 9-0 Northwood run. Jackson Gould back out there for the Tigers. Jaeger almost fell in the backcourt with it. Now it's Gould on the sidelines. Out to Martin. Martin left side for Carson Gould. With some space to the foul line. Across the right corner. Great catch by Luke Jaeger to keep that in bounds. Carson Gould picks up his dribble. He needs help. He threw it out to Jackson Gould for 3. Good. Oh, the Tigers needed that one. 4:15 left to play. First half. 4:15 left to play, first half. Northwood 21, Warsaw 15. Ian Rosh at the free throw line. Falls, fires, and missed it. Tipped out long, grabbed by Bontrager. Bontrager down the side of the lane against Ian Rosh, and a traveling is called. Rosh dragged his foot. Warsaw gets a 3 and a stop, trailing by 6 halfway through quarter 2. Tyler Rosh into the game for J.J. Payne for Northwood. Bricker into the game for Trey Davis with 3:58 left to play in our first half. Happy to have you with us wherever you are listening and however you are listening on this cold and snowy Friday night. Hopefully where you are, it's much warmer and drier and comfortable. Gould off the right, fakes the handoff. Down to the baseline, one hands it out the other side and threw it away. Long pass, Brenner, who stole it. Up ahead, Ian Rosh. Down the lane, shoots it, missed it. Foul call. And free throws are coming here for the Panthers. You can only run that play so often. Carson Gould gets his second foul. And everybody knows it's coming. And when Gould runs that fast and is not taking an angle toward the basket, teams are literally defending the baseline. Rosh hits the free throw. 75% free throw shooter. He's got 3 points. He's made it 22-15 in favor of Northwood. One more coming up for the 6'6 senior. It's up there. It is good. 23-15, Panthers by 8. 3.5 minutes left to play first half. The goal here is to keep this thing to 8 or less, to stay in the neighborhood. Give yourself a chance. Half-court trap on. Jaeger on the block. Fake, shoot, scores. Good ball movement by the Tigers. They made Northwood pay for taking a chance. 23-17. Warsaw within 6. Rosh to the left. Out on the wing. He's hit 10 three-pointers, but they're not going to guard him out there. Brenner, they will. He's out there against Martin. To the left baseline. Pull-up 12-footer is good. Brenner with 12 in the first half. 25-17. Northwood by 8. Gould to the center circle. Right sideline to Carson Gould. Trapped along the sidelines. In trouble, trying to get it out of there. And a foul is going to be called against Northwood. They get Wolf for that one? Yeah, they did. Ethan with his first. Again, Ethan doesn't remember anything about Warsaw because he was... I don't know. I don't remember when his birthday is, but I remember when he was born. So he was maybe 1 at the most when they packed up and headed to Napanee. The people there have been nothing but happy about it. Heckman, spin to the lane, off balance shot, no good. Jaeger fights the rebound, couldn't get it, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brant Martin. Drew's gotten into a bad habit in some of his spins where he spins and he spins away from the basket. Warsaw needs him to spin to the basket. I think he would have got a foul if he'd have spun that way. But he spun away, made his shot a lot harder, and did not get fouled. And now here's Tyler Rosh at the free throw line with a chance to make it a double-digit lead. 1-1 in the seventh Warsaw foul. Free throw no good. Jaeger couldn't grab the rebound. Foul called on Bontrager for Northwood. Close call there for the Tigers. The thing about Jaeger, as we have timeout, we'll explain the thought here in just a minute. It's a 30 timeout for Warsaw. 2:29 left to play first half. Northwood leads Warsaw 25-17. We're back here in 30 on News Now Warsaw. First time out of the game taken by either team. Out of bounds to the Tigers, trailing 25-17. Bricker, Heckman, Jackson Gould, Jaeger, and Martin out there for Matt Moore. Heckman up the sidelines, got pushed to the sideline, picks up his dribble and threw it out to Martin. Martin back to the right wing, Heckman. Down to the block for Jaeger, foul call. Again, that's two hands in the middle of the back that has not really been called so far, but Tyler Rosh gets a foul for that one. His first, team's sixth. With 2:13 left to play in half, it's out of bounds to Warsaw. Jackson Gould bounces into Jaeger, under the basket, backs away from the basket, puts it up, shot it under the bottom of the backboard. What I was going to say before the timeout was, as big as Jaeger is, he gets pushed around a lot, and that's a prime example right there. A guy as tall and big as he is could not score against a guy smaller. Bontrager inside, shot by Tyler Rosh, no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound, I think, against Northwood. Everybody seems to be headed the other way. Yeah, the foul is on Ian Rosh. That's his second. He is the second Panther with two. That is seven team fouls against Northwood. And with 1:50 left in the half, Martin's at the free throw line, and he's a really good free throw shooter at 82%. He's got 4 points all in the first quarter, trying to get this thing down to six. Free throw up, good. Last weekend, in wins over Concord and Valparaiso, he was 5 out of 7. One more coming up for the 6'3" sophomore, averages about 7 points a game. He got them both. And we'll have a sub as Keegan Statz is into the game for Northwood. And Statz will come in for Rosh, that's Ian, to keep him from getting a third foul before halftime. When you have a 6-point lead, you're comfortable with your team, you know who you got on the floor, like Aaron Wolf does, and it's pretty easy to make that decision. Stats down here on the left wing. Out top for Bontrager. Back to the right for Brenner. Brenner against Heckman. Out to the top for Wolf. Down to Stats on the right wing. I'd be stunned if you shot the ball. He's only scored 4 points all season. Bontrager back to Rosh off a screen. Shoots for three. Missed it. Jaeger's got the weak side rebound for Warsaw. Tigers got a stop down by six. In transition, Jackson Gould runs inside, shoots it up, no good. Jaeger tipped it, no good. Got his own rebound, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Martin the rebound. Martin tries to put it back up, no good. Tip by Jaeger, no good. Nobody can grab it. Northwood comes out of there with it. Holy cow, you're never going to get better chances than Warsaw got there, and they couldn't stick any of them down the well. 25-19, Bontrager at the near end. Finds Brenner curling in the lane. Back to Bontrager, back to Brenner, top of the circle, all the way to the left wing, off his screen, shoots for three, rims it, no good. Gould tips it out, we're going to have a foul called, and Jackson Gould's going to get his third. Jackson Gould can't believe it, but it's a good call, and it's an easy call. With 47 seconds left to play in the half, Gould goes over the back to get his third personal foul. Davis checks in. And again, it's Stats at the free throw line, though. He's 2 for 2 for the whole season. An interesting substitution choice there for Aaron Wolf. Shooting 1-1. It's in and out, and Jaeger's got the rebound. So Warsaw survives, and now with 40 seconds left to play in our second quarter, Warsaw's got the ball down by six. Warsaw spreads the floor. Four-corner offense, Martin to the center circle against Datz. Picked up his dribble, got it to Heckman. Oh, that was close. Heckman back across to Martin, 26 seconds. Martin with a jab step on Stats. Got to the elbow, bounces it back out to Heckman, 20 seconds. Heckman, pressured there by Bontrager, 15 seconds. Heckman starts his move. Down the left side of the lane, slipped it across. A whistle and a foul is called against Northwood on the drive. Bontrager with his second. 18 fouls against the Panthers in the half. Ian Rosh back in for offense. Stats will come out. Drew Sullivan into the game for Bricker for the Tigers for defensive purposes. First, Heckman shoots 1-1. Drew for the season, 72%. He was 3-for-3 at Valparaiso on Saturday. Heckman's free throw, no good. Long rebound tipped by Yeager, grabbed by Brenner. Brenner takes off running up the right side, leans in and scores. 3 seconds to go. Warsaw will get it in, but Martin won't have time to do anything with it. Warsaw has two great chances to score at the end of the half. They come away with nothing, and Northwood pushes the lead back up to 8 at halftime, 28-19. First half scoring comes your way after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in the Tiger Den, Northwood 27, Warsaw 19. First half scoring for the Panthers. Ethan Wolf, 3. Ian Rosh, 4. Tyler Rosh, 2. Brock Bontrager's got 4. And the leader is Cade Brenner, who averages 17.5 points a game. He's already got 14 here in the first half. For Warsaw, Jackson Gould's the leader. He has 7. Drew Heckman, 4. Brant Martin, 6. Luke Yeager, 2. And that's it for the Tigers, 19 first half points. Northwood led after one at 10-8. With about 3.5 minutes to go, I said, Warsaw can keep this at 8 or less. They feel pretty good about that. That's what they did. Although when you look back at the way it played out, they could easily be within 4 or less the way the last 45 seconds played out. Northwood outscored Warsaw in the second, 17-11, to put their lead at 8. We were tied at 4, 6, 8, and 10, and we had one lead change. Warsaw won the JV game in a heartstopper, 30-28. Magden Berger was the leader, 8 points. He hit 2 3-pointers in the first 15 games of season. He had hit 2 3-pointers. Warsaw wins 30-28 in the JV game. Warsaw 9-5 on the year, and Northwood is now 10-4. The first half stats are coming away in 2 minutes with Warsaw trailing Northwood by 8 on News Now Warsaw. At the Tiger Den, Warsaw trails Northwood 27-19. The halftime stats are brought to you by Alder & Bergen & Company. Let them be that coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Northwood in the first half, 9 of 18 for the field. That's even up 50%. 2 of 8 from three-point range, 7 out of 11 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 8 of 19 for the field, 42%. 1 of 3 from three-point range, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Rebound edge to Northwood, 14-10. The Panthers have 4 offensive rebounds, Warsaw 2. Turnovers, Warsaw 5. That's pretty reasonable. Northwood with 3, and again, they don't turn the ball over. They only turn it over about 9 times per game. Points off turnovers, Northwood 6, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, none for either team. Points off the bench, Warsaw 4, Northwood none. Points per possession, the score doesn't look, I mean, 8 points is very doable. But you look at the points per possession, and you go, Northwood 1.22 and Warsaw 0.79. 0.79 is not very good at all. And again, missed opportunities by the Tigers. If they convert on most of those opportunities in by the basket, specifically, this is a tie game, or maybe the Tigers are ahead by a basket, but they did not. And that's the difference between where these teams are right now. Northwood made the most of their chances, and Warsaw didn't. And that's why they're leading 27-19. Is it a lost cause? Oh, no. You're at home, and you have Jackson Gould. But Gould's got three fouls. So if Warsaw is going to stay in this game, get back into this game, they're going to have to get some points from Gould, and he's going to have to stay off the bench with foul problems. 27-19, Warsaw trails at halftime. We're back in two with the start of the third on News Now Warsaw.